Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gogopinath Shamakunda Radha Kundigiti Govardhan Ki Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Sri Jamunamai Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Samaveda Bhakta Vrindaki All glories to the assembled devotees. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Raghunath Das Goswami Ki Jai. Lord Nityananda Ki Jai. So the verse is 7th Canto, Chapter 15, Text Number 31. Deshe Shucho Same Rajan Samstap Yasanam Atmana Stiram Sukham Samam Tasmim Asitarjnu Anga Omiti Deshe Shucho Same Rajan Samstap Yasanam Atmana Stiram Sukham Samam Tasmin Asitar Vanga Omiti Deshe In a place Shucho Very sacred Same level Rajan O King Samstapya Placing Asanam On the seat Atmanaha Oneself Stiram Very steady Sukham Comfortably Samam Equipoised Tasmin On that sitting place Asita, one should sit down. Rijuanga, the body perpendicularly straight. Om, the Vedic mantra pranava. Iti, in this way. Translation. My dear King, in a sacred and holy place, of pilgrimage, one should select a place in which to perform yoga. The place must be level and not too high or low. One should sit very comfortably, being steady and equipoised, keeping his body straight, and thus begin chanting the Vedic pranava. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Generally, the chanting of Om is recommended because in the beginning, one cannot understand the personality of Godhead, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.11. Vedanti tat tatva vidas tatvam yadgyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmetmi bhagavaniti shabdate. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma or Bhagavan. Unless one is fully convinced of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has the tendency to become an impersonalist yogi, searching for the Supreme Lord within the core of his heart. Dhyana Vasita Tad Katena Manasa Pashyantiyam Yogina. Bhagavatam 12.13.1. Here the chanting of Omkar is recommended because in the beginning of transcendental realization, instead of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one may chant Omkar, Pranava. There is no difference between the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and Omkar because both are sound representations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pranava Sarva Vedeshu. In all Vedic literatures, the sound vibration Omkar is the beginning. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The difference between chanting Omkar and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra is that the Hare Krishna mantra may be chanted without consideration of the place or sitting arrangements recommended in the Bhagavad Gita 6.11. So it's almost the same verse as this Bhagavatam verse. Sucho deshe pratishtapya stiramasanamatmana nat yuchit tritam nat nicham chaitanya na kushotaram. To practice yoga, one should go to a secluded place and should lie down kusha grass on the ground and then cover it with a deer skin and a soft cloth. The seat should be neither too high or too low and should be situated in a sacred place. Same thing, right? Consistent. We don't find any contradiction between Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam just usually gives more details. The Hare Krishna mantra may be chanted by anyone without consideration of the time or place or how one sits. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has openly declared, Niyamata Smarane Nakalaha. There are no hard and fast rules. Jayadvaita Swami said, but there are soft and slow rules. There are rules. If you want to get full benefit, you have to follow the regulated principles. And in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, there are no particular injunctions regarding one's sitting place. The injunction Niyamata Smarne Nakalaha includes Desha, Kala, and Patra, place, time, and the individual. Therefore, anyone may chant the Hare Krishna mantra without consideration of the time and place. Especially in this age, Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to find a suitable place according to the recommendations of Bhagavad Gita. The Hare Krishna Maha mantra, however, may be chanted any place and any time, and it should be chanted every place and all the time, actually, right? And devotees are going to the carnivals and everywhere in the city where everybody is totally absorbed in sense gratification all over the world and chanting the Maha Mantra and purifying the whole planet. One may observe regulated principles. Yet, even while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one may observe regulated principles. Thus, while sitting and chanting, one may keep his body straight, and this will help one in the chanting process. Otherwise, one may feel sleepy. But it's not if you can't sit up straight, if you have a broken back, or you have to sit in a chair because of your broken knees or whatever, that you can't chant. There's other meditations require all the specific time and place, and very difficult. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavams Cha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitams Cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desatarane Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Twishe Namaha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Taptakanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Tat Kripa Tamahambande Shigurundina Tarane. So the verse is quite simple and clear. This is the Sankirtan Yajna, the Mahayajna. And in this age, it's the only really thing that will work. We might have all gone through this chanting Om at one time in our life. I went to one yoga teacher, and he said we should chant Soham. I am. Shivoham or something. So Shivoham, I think. I am Shiva. I don't know. It wasn't clear. But the book he gave us said Om was the best. So I didn't follow the teacher and I just chanted Om. But couldn't really keep it up very long, you know. Try all the Om was one, then Om, you know. But it was nice. It was something. But then when we come to Hare Krishna, it's so sublime, and actually, you know, it's Krishna, the Supreme Person. It's a whole other thing. Om, they never say it. It's Krishna. Although Krishna says, I am the syllable Om. But today is a very special day because we're basically dependent on the mercy of Lord Nityananda, the Sankirtan movement. He's the one who brought the Mahamantra to us. And he's still leading the way. And so today is a Chiradahi festival of Raghunath Das Goswami, who's also a very important acharya. So the whole Leela is in a very, very important, you know, about many, many things we could go on for a long time. But so we all know Raghunath. He was the son of the richest, his father and his uncle, he was the only son. And they were the richest men in Bengal. And of course they wanted him to take over the business. But when he was a boy, Haridas Thakur stayed in the village for Chaturmasya. So he's always talking about Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Raghunath just became totally attached to Lord Chaitanya, and all he wanted to do was go join Lord Chaitanya. So when he was old enough, he was regularly running away and trying to get away to join Lord Chaitanya. But his father was a big man. He had agents everywhere and he could always catch him. So finally, he did meet Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya told him, just be a good boy and I'll take care of everything for you. So he just started taking care of the business, doing all his household duties, you know, everything. And so one day he happened to go to Panihati. I don't know if he heard that Lord Nityananda was there or how, but Lord Nityananda was there with many associates. He was sitting on, you know, the raised platform around some banyan tree or something, sitting with his main associates, and there was a big crowd around him. And he was dressed, you know, very opulently, rings on every finger, and necklaces, all kinds of things, and jewels everywhere, and fancy dress, headdress. So Raghunath was very humble and he paid obeisances to Dandabhat from some distance. He didn't want to come close. So somebody told Nityananda, there's Raghunath. And he said, you come here. Why you didn't come is offense. So Raghunath was bowing down and Lord Nityananda put both feet on his head. You can imagine that, you know, but that's a very rare thing. You know, everybody wants to even see the lotus feet of the Lord, right? Charan Darshan. But he put both feet on Raghunath's head and he said, now you made offense because you didn't come right up and pay obeisance, so you have to be punished. So you have to make a festival here and feed all the Brahmins. So he would, you know, he had a lot of money. He was very happy to get this order. So he went out and he bought so many clay pots and he bought chipped rice. He had to get things together quick. So chipped rice, he bought yogurt and condensed milk, I guess some fruits and things. And he got it all mixed in pots. Everybody was getting two pots. One with the milk, condensed milk and chipped rice, the other one with yogurt. First time I went to Mayapur in 75, they'd have that chipped rice and yogurt almost every morning. And they told us this was Nityananda's favorite food. I don't know if that's true. I don't know, they don't serve it very much anymore. Jayadvaita Swami really liked it. He said, because you can just carry it around, you have healthy food, just mix it up with something and immediately ready. So anyway, and then when people heard about this festival, more and more were coming. It became so crowded. Anybody been to Panihati? Small place. You know, in that particular place where Lord Nityananda was sitting, it's right on the bank of the Ganga. Finally, some of them were even sitting in the water. There was no room anywhere. Panihati is also the place of Raghava Pandit. His house is very near that place. So it was such an ecstatic festival. Everybody was in ecstasy. And Nityananda was able to call Lord Chaitanya to come. But he didn't come in his visible form, he just came in his spiritual form. So nobody, only a few devotees could see him. And it became very, Nityananda was going around and Lord Chaitanya, and they were serving prasadam. And Lord Chaitanya would take some and nobody know, you know, it just prasadam floating in the air and then goes on the pot or whatever. Nityananda would sometimes take some and feed it to Lord Chaitanya. It was very mystical. Hare Krishna, yeah. So this is it went on for quite some time. It's actually still going on, and devotees do it all over the world. Jayapataka Maharaj especially likes this one. In Atlanta, Georgia, it's called New Panihati. And I think until this year, he was there every year, and he was in the kitchen, and he was mixing up pots and everything. And it's one of the biggest festivals in America, along with Rath Yatra. And devotees still go in Panihati, and I think quite a few lakhs of people come and they get this very sweet chiradahi to remember Raghunath and Lord Nityananda. So Raghunath, then he was very, very happy. He had to keep buying more pots and go to further villages and everything and to keep, because you know, India, if you start a festival, somehow without cell phones, the word gets out, right? Somehow or other, everybody knows for miles around, and they get there without, in those days, without any, you know, vehicles or anything. But so he was very happy to be able to utilize his money like that. And he wasn't thinking about, you know, his liberation or finding Lord Chaitanya or anything at that time. So then he left quite liberal donations for everybody, gold. And he didn't directly give it to anybody, but he had someone else. And he told him, you give Lord Nityananda this much, and you give somebody, everybody, different amounts, you know. And he left quite generous donations, and then Lord Nityananda was very, very happy with him. Then, shortly after that, this is the example then of Lord Nityananda's mercy, how it works, and how Lord Chaitanya works. You need to go through Lord Nityananda to get to Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya arranged the whole thing, actually. And so one of the pujaris at Raghunath's home had left. So the family guru, Yadanath Acharya, he came and he asked Raghunath to come with them too. Raghunath was very, very charming and wonderful, very beautiful face. And even he got arrested one time because of his father's cheating, and the guard just got charmed by just looking at him, you know. And he spoke so sweetly, he just let him out. It's okay. So they went and they found this pujari at some distance, and he convinced him to go back to his service. So it was getting evening time, and Yadanath asked him, you know, if he said, no, I don't need any help, I can get home by myself. So nobody, maybe they knew he had gone, but because he went with the acharya, nobody was worried. So from there he just left for Puri. And nobody knew until the next morning. And then so the father immediately sent out security guards. But they couldn't, they went on the main road and they didn't find him anywhere, and they got to Puri, but he wasn't there. So they came back and told his father. So they kind of gave up, but he had gone on the other roads in the back, so it took him much longer. And it said he only ate like 3 days out of the so many days he was traveling. He just, all he could think of was getting to be with Lord Chaitanya. So he finally got there, and Lord Chaitanya was very happy to greet him and adopt him, and he turned him over to Swarup Damodar Goswami. And that's why he's called the Raghunath of Swarup Damodar. So he was always with Swarup Damodar, who was the personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he was always with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Raghunath, you know, personally witnessed all the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Jagannath Puri. And then he heard about all the other ones, you know, when Lord Chaitanya traveled also. So he was the storehouse of all this information of the Anchalila, Madhya and Anchalila. So we have Chaitanya Charitamrita by his grace, because when he moved to Vrindavan, he first went there to suicide. He just couldn't bear it when Lord Chaitanya left. Actually, all the associates of Lord Chaitanya in Puri, they didn't live very long. Like we hear that Gadadhar, he got to where he couldn't reach up to put the garland on the Lord. That's why he told the Gopinath sat down. But he wasn't so old, he was same age as Lord Chaitanya. But they just grew old really fast, because they didn't eat, they didn't sleep, they only cried all the time in separation. They couldn't tolerate living. Same thing happened in Navadvip. Because everywhere they'd look, they'd remember, oh, he was here, oh, he did this, and they'd just get so distressed that he's not there anymore. So they were dying off one by one very quickly. And Raghunath was thinking, I have to leave my body. I'll go to Vrindavan and jump off the top of Govardhan Hill. Now that's not a good, very easy to do nowadays because it's not very big, and you know. But anyway, that's a so-called bona fide suicide. So that he got to Vrindavan, and you know, we know that's not an easy journey either in those days. Had to walk for many, many months. And he got there, and Sanatan and Rupa greeted him. And Sanatan told him, I was thinking of suicide also, but Lord Chaitanya told me, don't do it. He was going to go in front of the Rath Yatra cart because he thought his body was offensive because he had all these sores. And Lord Chaitanya would embrace him and the pus and blood would get on Lord Chaitanya's body. But Lord Chaitanya, he hadn't told anybody about his plan, but when Lord Chaitanya came, he would come every day to visit Haridas and Sanatan. And Lord Chaitanya just taught how suicide is a tamagun. And then Sanatan knew, oh, he knows. So he canceled his plans. Lord Chaitanya said, if suicide was the way to get to Krishna, I would have suicide many times. And when I was in Fiji, way back a long time ago, we had one very sincere girl. She really wanted to be a devotee, and her parents were against it. So one day she jumped off a bridge or something. So it became big news, and she said, I can't live in the material world anymore, and it's too horrible. So the parents were blaming us. They were saying that we pushed her off or we told her to do it or something. So that was in the newspaper. So I went to the newspaper. I said, you know, this is all wrong. And they let me write an article. So I said, if suicide was the way to get to Krishna, I would have jumped off the bridge a long time ago. It's not what we recommend. And everybody really liked that, and we became more popular by that. Just by saying what Lord Chaitanya says, it's a good, best way to preach. So then Raghunath, we know then he stayed in Vrindavan, he stayed at Radhakund. He was the most renounced because Lord Chaitanya told him, don't ever dress nicely and don't eat nicely. Don't eat any opulent food. Don't dress nicely. He wasn't told, like, you know, to find the lost places or write books like other Goswamis had specific assignments. His was just to be the most renounced. And he was. He chanted 2 lakhs every day, Hare Krishna. Paid obeisances, it said, to 2,000 Vaishnavas. You know, I think he was doing dandavat around Radhakund or something. Every time different. And if somebody else came, you know, he would jump up and embrace them and greet them. And he wrote a few books. He ate not even every day, one leaf cup of chas, which is like, it's water basically. Has some minerals and vitamins. That's when you churn yogurt, you get that, you know. And but every day, part of his sadhana was 3 hours of Gaur Katha at Radhakund. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj lived next to him. And he is also the mercy of Lord Nityananda. He was having trouble in his home in Bengal. His brother accepted Lord Chaitanya, but not Nityananda. He said he's crazy. He's not spiritual. He's not God or whatever. So he was always arguing with his brother and not happy to have a brother, you know, atheist. Said it's better to reject both of them than one. You know, they're simultaneously one and different. They're not like identical twins, you know. Although they are, but they're a different color. Even when we were planning the Panchatattva, and you can, if you look closely at the Mayapur Panchatattva, Lord Chaitanya is described as a yellowish gold color. And Nityananda is described as a reddish gold color. And you, if you look at them, you'll see they're different. And they wear different dress. Nityananda, he was Avaduta, so sometimes he's naked, sometimes he dressed like sannyasi, sometimes he dressed very opulently. You know, nobody knew who he was. That's why they rejected him. And nobody could figure out, like, what he was. Where is he coming from? Even Advaita knew, but he would joke like that. That he's just some kind of an unknown crazy person, and I don't know what's going to happen to me. So then Nityananda came in a dream and said, go to Vrindavan. Everything will be fine there. So he was also, you know, the product of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And we all are, because that's the Sankirtan movement. Lord Chaitanya sent him every day, door to door, telling everyone, chant Hare Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Bhajik, worship Krishna, and study Krishna's teachings, Koro Krishna Shiksha, and distribute Krishna's teachings. So he did that. He was chanting all the time, telling everyone to chant. So we have so many leelas of that. But this particular Raghunath, so then Raghunath was reciting all these pastimes and Krishnadas Kaviraj was listening every day, 3 hours. So finally, he was getting very old, and there was no one left who knew all this information of Lord Chaitanya's pastime. So the devotees begged Krishnadas to please write it all down, make a book. So he did that. So fortunately for us, Nityananda also came and brought the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So we don't have to do like this Bhagavatam verse and that Gita verse is saying. You have to find a secluded place. So usually that meant a cave or someplace in the deep forest. That's why it says to put a deer skin, because the deer skin somehow repels snakes. And in the forest there's a lot of snakes, so the yogi sits on a deer skin and then the snakes don't come. It's not an easy life. There's no supermarkets or convenience stores around or restaurants or anything. And you have to sit straight. Even now some yoga schools are Buddhist, you know, to meditate, as soon as you just a little bit, okay, you're finished for the day. You know, you have to hold that stiff. So we don't have to do that. And we get the Maha Mantra by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, which is much more effective and brings us to the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, the Bhagavan, very quickly. Otherwise you can chant Om, like, you know, all the yoga places that they want to meditate, they chant Om, you know. So it's beginning. But by the great mercy of devotees, now they're getting the Maha Mantra. And they always after some time they prefer that. One of our kirtaniers at Tarana Chaitanya Prabhu, he said he traveled with one yoga group around France or something. In the beginning they wanted to chant Shivoham and so many things. But gradually he said they're just saying Maha Mantra, Maha Mantra. Because they always chant the Maha Mantra, but gradually they prefer that. Because you get Krishna. They don't have to even know Krishna, but they're getting Krishna. And in dancing and ecstasy and, you know, they're able to, you know, so not, we're all getting all that special mercy by the mercy of Nityananda. We have this Leela by the mercy of Nityananda. It was like joking, but that's what opened the door for Raghunath to go very soon after that. And Nityananda, after that, right after that festival, he went to the house of Raghava Pandit. And that's a long story also. Raghava Pandit, his sister Damayanti was a super cook, and they would make all these bags of sweets and pickles and stuff for Lord Chaitanya and send them to Puri. They're very famous. If you go to his house there, they have a display case with all the different things that are described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the different things she was making. And they were all things that are preserved. So Lord Chaitanya liked very, very much. So Nityananda went there, and they had a 72-hour kirtan. And it said, even children, everybody, nobody slept or ate this kirtan. And Nityananda said, he said, I want a kadamba flower garland. And if you know the kadamba flower, the season is very short, right? Very short season. I said, it's not the season, and not only that, but we don't have a kadamba tree anywhere around here. And Nityananda said, no, just go look out in the front. So there was a lemon tree, I think it was. It was full of kadamba flowers. So they made the garland. Then Lord Chaitanya also came. But again, nobody could see him. But they could smell the garland he had on, but they couldn't see. And it was a flower that doesn't grow there. But everybody could smell this garland that Lord Chaitanya was wearing. Because that's where he always appears, wherever Nityananda is dancing. So we owe actually everything to Lord Nityananda, and this is one day to really meditate on the mercy. Everybody might have their own experiences, how Nityananda has saved us, you know, because he doesn't discriminate. Krishnadas Kaviraj said, he's the only one that could have saved me, because he's like a crazy drunken man and he can't discriminate a good person or a bad person. He doesn't know the difference. So therefore he just blessed everybody. That's our mood, you know. We don't say, well, we can't go to this place because everybody's drunk, you know, or the prostitute houses everywhere, because nowadays that's anywhere practically in any city. If you go to where the people are, that's what it is, right? Gambling, prostitution, intoxication, meat eating, everything, right? That's where the people are. So devotees go to those places. They don't think, no, we can't go there. We have to find people in the mode of goodness, because you won't find anybody. If you're waiting to find people that are pure, we're not going to get very far. But there are good people amongst all these madness. I heard an amazing story yesterday about a boy in Russia, but it's too long to tell here, but He was a big criminal, and finally he was in jail, and finally he was reading and never happy. And finally he got Bhagavad Gita and went wild and ended up getting everybody in the jail to chant and dance. It's all the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So we'll stop. Any comments or questions? See everybody sitting with back and neck and head straight, right? Should be, you know, for health, also for eating, should sit straight. In the army, they really stress that. Military, sit straight. As we tend to. And now with laptop computers and cell phones, you know, many people, they're all hunched over and like this, and getting all kinds of diseases. So the sitting up straight is not required to chant Hare Krishna, but it's recommended if you can. Or stand up straight. And you see, Prabhupada was always sitting straight. Amazing. At his age and his lifestyle, traveling so much and in very bad health. But he was no ordinary person. Okay, any question or comment? Everybody satisfied? All right. Sure? Okay, so we can stop early. And thank you very much. Raghunath Das Goswami ki jai. Lord Nityananda ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.